أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين فما لهم عن التذكرة معرضين كأنهم حمر مستنفرة فرت من قسورة بل يريد كل امرئ منهم أن يؤتى صحفا منشرة كلا بل لا يخافون الآخرة. Yesterday we discussed some of the reasons why the people of Jahannam will be put into the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says with regards to the disbelievers, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. The intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. On the one hand, with regards to the disbelievers, there would be no one that will intercede on their behalf. And if anyone would intercede on their behalf, that intercession will be of no benefit whatsoever. When we look at intercession, only that person intercedes on behalf of someone else in the courts of someone who has some form or some kind of influence, and that influence gives him that degree of confidence that my intercession will be accepted. Here on the day of Qiyamah, these were people that disbelieved in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of the past. So now there is no scope of anyone interceding on their behalf, and hence no disbeliever will have any confidence of standing in the courts of Allah and interceding, because each person will be concerned about his own conditions. So this will be the condition of the disbelievers with regards to the intercession on behalf of the believers. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the best of all intercessors, he will intercede on behalf of those who had brought iman, no matter how weak that iman may be, even if it was just mere belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even if it was not supported by any form of actions or any form of deeds, then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede on their behalf. For 40 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go into sajda, and each time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to him, irfa ra'sak sal tu'ta, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lift your head and ask, you will be given whatever you ask. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede on behalf of those who had brought iman in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings us back to this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality that what has happened to them. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ, that they turned away from the tadhkira, they turned away from the advices, the admonition that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving, that especially in the time of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, freshly the Quran Sharif is being revealed, day and night they are hearing these beautiful words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the tadhkira, the advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What has happened to them? They have turned away from all this. So to save themselves from the doom and misery in the akhirat on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing one simple recipe, and that is turn towards the tadhkira, turn towards the advices that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving, and more important for you and I, that we have turned our faces towards it. We put our ears to it. Now we have to attach our hearts to it. And when we attach our hearts to it and we open our hearts to the tadhkira and the advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then obviously with that a great deal of hidayat, a great deal of guidance will come with it, with all the barakat and all the blessings of the Quran Sharif. So فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of the disbelievers. That if we go back earlier in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Walid ibn Mughira, about Abu Jahl. Their condition was this, that they were making a loud noise in Makkah. They were trying to silence the sound and the echoes of La ilaha illallah. They were trying to silence this call of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Come and bring this iman and you'll be successful. But what is their example compared to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all the noise that they are making, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah continued, كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٌ. It is as though they are donkeys running away. They are donkeys that are moving away. فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٌ. Running from what and from who? From the lion. And that refers to the call of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That these people were making a noise and they were braying like asses, but the truth of it was that they were running away from our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qaswara refers to the lion. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this word in actual fact was used also in the Abyssinian language. Qaswara, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought it here in the Quran to show that the voice of Islam, the call towards Iman, the call of Tawheed, the da'wah of Islam is like that of a lion. That when a mu'min stands up and he calls towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he is going to stand up like a lion and call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all those that are going to make a noise around, and even in this contemporary world of ours, all the forces of the world can make all the noise, but they are like braying asses making a noise. And the truth is that they are trying to run away, or they are running away from the haqq and from the truth and from the call of tawheed and the call of iman. So even in this time, when a person stands up and makes the call towards iman and Islam, then that person stands up like a lion amongst all the asses that are braying and making these sounds and noises, empty echoes, empty sounds, with absolutely nothing behind. Because the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with those that call towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّمْ رِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحُفًا مُنَشَّرًا. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another reality, that they were so filled with doubt, they were so filled with this shak that they had with regards to the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Or was it their arrogance that each of them, each person would desire from amongst them that he be given a scroll that is unrolled? In other words, he be given some document that is open, and that document comes to them. What is this document and from who does this document come? That document, that kitab, that scroll must come down to them from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that scroll must read very clearly that this is a letter from Allah. This is a communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a memo from Allah to you, O Abu Jahl, to you, O Utbah, to you, O Mughira, O whoever you are, that I am Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my Nabi, and hence you need to accept him, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And Allah ta'ala relates the words, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. That this kitab comes down in the form of a scroll, and then they must touch it, they must actually feel it, and then they will believe that this is the word of Allah. But then they said that this is a sihr. They said that this is magic that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come. So on the one hand, they turned away from the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did not accept the advices. They made this noise in Makkah Mukarramah like the braying of asses, and hence they were hopeful that some document will come down to them. And it was for these reasons that they did not allow themselves that fair opportunity of opening their hearts and listening properly to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.